For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm speaking with Illinois Congressman John Shimkus. How are you?
I'm fine, Samantha. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So I kind of wanted to talk to you today about two different topics going on within the United States government so far right now. The first one I want to talk to you about is President Trump's tax plan. Can you tell us what's going on with the tax plan?
Well, it's pretty exciting. I was a conferee on this report, so we took the Senate bill and we took the House bill, and we, in essence, we think, hopefully, took the best of both bills. And then this morning, I signed the conference report, and it sounds like Monday the Senate will vote on it, and Tuesday the House will vote on it, and if we both pass it, it'll go to the president.
And how will this tax plan affect citizens within Effingham County?
Well, the whole idea that I like it for a couple reasons. I like it because I've always wanted a fairer, flatter, simpler tax code. And so the, you know, going from, in essence, seven brackets down to, in essence, four, and lowering the, and all those four being a lower rates, the whole idea, and you double the personal exemption. Most people in my congressional district will be able to file their tax return on a postcard. Right now, 80% of all the people in the 15th congressional district don't itemize. In other words, they take the standard deduction. If we can get this signed into law, that number will go up to 90%. So on the individual side, I just think it's going to be a fair, flatter, simpler tax code. And with most people paying less. And then on the corporate side, you reduce the corporate rate from 35 down to, one of the changes was, it's down to 21%. You do that by taking away all these special interest loopholes. And then the importance about that is so that we can be competitive around the world, because most developed countries have a 20% corporate tax rate. So we want to make sure that when we're building equipment like Caterpillar earth-moving equipment or Boeing jets, that our manufactured goods are competitive based upon our tax code also.
So how are the chances looking for the tax plan being passed?
Well, again, the original plans have both passed each chamber. So I think because of that, and then if you make the argument they should be better, by the compromise between the two, I think there's a good chance. But you never know until the day of the vote's called.
And so moving over to the second topic,